Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of the show called Film Sack. Now, the reason that it's special is because we're out of town, or a couple of us are. And so when we do that, we watch something together. And today we are watching Star Trek, the original series, season one, episode 23, called Space Seed. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian, and Randy. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes. Hi. Greetings. Oh, what a jolly time we're having together already. Yes.
It feels like all we ever talk about are these kinds of things. Like, this is a TV show that ended up being a movie. Last week we watched a movie that came from a TV show. It's mm-hmm. so
weird. This is Enterprise encountering the super brutal humans led by Khan Noonien Singh. So if that sounds familiar, it's because one day you would watch Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, and it would be the follow-up to this episode. Mm-hmm. So we thought this would be fun to watch. Now, what we like to do is tell you where we're starting, and that's right as the Enterprise is fading up. So it's just starting to fade up. Somewhere in that range is where you want to pause your video and then come back to this podcast and hit play again after
that,
I count.
Is that great big ship in the screen?
Yeah, that's the Enterprise. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's like the Starship Discovery with all the holes filled in.
Yeah.
We're watching remastered video too, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Right.
Oh,
this
sure.
This new
did
effects.
Not look this good.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Widescreen, new effects, remastered, all that stuff. This is the Netflix version is where we're at. And I'll count it down 3, 2, 1, and the word go, and that will mean time to go. So here we go. Whoop, don't use that go. That's a different go. It all starts in 3, 2, 1, go. All right. It's the Enterprise.
Okay.
It's got nipples.
Music.
Yeah.
Exactly how old is this? 50 years?
60,
55 years?
67, so...
50 years.
50 years. Okay. 50 years? This feels longer than that, older than that.
Must be something really serious going on. Look how serious they look.
Man, can I say something about... I know I've said this before. Shatner's a handsome man. It's a good-looking dude.
You would be, too, if you had all that great lighting and makeup and...
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how much he looks like Chris Pine does now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Huh. Well, I mean, they really cast that well, I'll say that.
They did, yes. That's what I'm getting at.
Hey, did you guys hear that Spock's son and Dax are getting married?
Yes, yeah. Saw your tweet about that.
That's pretty great. Funny. Now, my point of my tweet was he's also marrying a Trill that's inside of her. He just doesn't know it yet.
And halfway through their marriage, she's going to change and be played by a different actress.
Yeah, they're going to be. Who's this new lady sitting next to me?
Nimoy's eyeshadow is amazing.
Yeah, some days they don't do so good because sometimes he looks like he's dead.
I'm just saying, if mm-hmm. you want to play him on Halloween, you don't play characters on Halloween. If you want to dress up as Leonard Nimoy as Spock on Halloween, you got to go for the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to totally malign your eyebrows. They're getting a message.
Yeah. So this is an old Earth ship they've established, and they don't know why.
Oh. Where were those guys were right there. This is just the way these shows all go, right? Like, we're just cruising along, and we find trouble.
Yeah.
Ooh, slow down.
These new effects are good, though. Look at that. They're good at looking like they're still old.
Mm-hmm. Meep, meep. You got any gray poop on?
But of course.
Oh, that'd be perfect for Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. Pull up alongside.
Yeah, see, this is all new CGI'd versions of this, but they did such a great job on making it still seem like it was made in the 60s.
When I was a little kid, my best friend was really into this, but he always said that wrong. He would say this every day, but he would say, these are the voyages of the Star Trek Enterprise. And it always drove me crazy.
The Star Trek Enterprise? Great.
Yeah. Oh, it drove me freaking crazy. These are the voyages.
That's awesome. And they didn't change the where no one has gone before until Wrath of Khan, right?
Because it was very late.
Right, right.
So, I think Wrath of Khan is when they, because he says no man and then goes, no one has gone before at the end.
Mm-hmm. Addendum, no one.
Addendum. Amendment.
Kind of cool that they have the other ship listing.
Well,
man, somebody needs to vacuum that place up.
These are all new effects, so I'm sure that wasn't true in the old one. The old one was probably just static.
It's not good lighting in there. Have you noticed that?
It's never been good.
Horrible lightings.
Is Ensign Extra on the who just stood up in the yellow shirt?
Yeah, just got up. Yeah.
Is that a recognizable person?
No.
Okay.
You're wondering if he went on to something like.
He looked recognizable to me. Right. A little eyeshadow on McCoy here.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody wears eyeshadow. What are you kidding me?
Yeah, different colors though. Not the purple like Nimoy gets. Botany Bay.
I wonder how they get that on there. Do they like stick their head like in a replicator?
Nimoy's bottom teeth have a lot of space between them.
Well, there's a prediction. There's a prediction the show got wrong.
Yeah.
We like to call them right when they're right, but boy, the 90s did not include a world war.
Do they do a soft filter on McCoy's face? I'm just realizing it looks different when they show him versus when they show Nimoy.
Oh.
There are a lot of soft filters, like on Kirk's crotch right now. There is a huge, huge soft filter on that.
Do you think it's because, I mean, McCoy was the oldest actor of the whole crew.
This was just coming. This is pretty common practice back in the day. And if an actor asked for you to soft light them, you try to accommodate, right? That was just the time period.
I don't know.
Time period.
Oh, that. Ugh.
I love that. Can I get that? That is sweet.
I want to have a bunch of plants, lilies sticking out the top of his head, too.
Absolutely. I just put on my paint smock. Oh.
Wow, she's quite the artist.
Right.
MacGyver's. I've made something with a piece of gum and a blade of grass. My name's MacGyver. Right, I'll be right up there.
Right. I'm the ship artist. This is what I do.
Oh, what is this bullshit Scotty's doing?
Well, I'm going to transport you over there in two pieces.
You're an old-fashioned boy, McCoy?
Old-fashioned.
Oh, he has a cold.
He does.
Come on, attractive lady who we've never talked to before that we don't know her name. I wonder what you're going to be used for.
Yeah, right. That's an actress named Madeline Rue, by the way.
The one laying there?
No, the MacGyver's lady. Mm, she did a lot of single episodes of different TV shows. She was a single episode kind of actor.
She just kept pissing people off.
She passed away in 2003 at the ripe old age of only 68.
Oh, it's not old enough.
You know what? And she only appeared once in that.
In this show, you mean?
No, in the death thing.
Oh.
Oh,
oh man. That's hardcore.
Oh, they used to call them transistor units. Yeah. I think that's not what they used to call them.
You know, transistor units.
How do I get assigned to a sleeper ship? Because that sounds way better than...
Here's the thing. If during your lifetime, you get to go on a sleeper ship, I just promise you, you're going to die in space. That's just all there is to it. You will die in space.
Or wake up with an alien.
Chris Pratt will wake you up a little bit early and you'll be bummed.
Yeah.
Nope, you're not going to wake up in an adventure somewhere. You're just going to die in space. That's what happens to 99% of these people.
Or they find them.
Scotty looks frumpy there.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been working out much, so... He's been down in engineering pulling late nights.
Okay. Scott Johnson, how old is Scotty?
Prettiest man in the world.
How old is Scotty? Well, he's dead now, but He would have
James
been...
Doohan when this episode was made. I'm looking it up.
He's probably 22. I'm going to guess. Hold on, let me guess. Because people look so much older then because they all smoked. I'm going to say he was 38.
Come on.
How old was
There's
he?
There's no way.
How old was he then?
That you made it less fun by shooting so low.
Let's see.
He was when this episode aired, he was 1 month shy of his 47th birthday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right, a little older.
He actually looks pretty good for 47.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they are the most fantastic warriors.
A Sikh?
Can I touch him?
A Sikh? Aren't they the ones that wear the turbans?
A Sikh, yeah.
People yeah, that's confused. A... that means a whole different thing right now.
Yeah.
It does. I'm so hot right now.
I love a man wearing fishnets. A fishnet bodysuit.
That is kind of sexy. You gotta admit.
No, it's not. It's gross. Super it's freaking sexy. Me out.
So Shatner is 46 here.
Really? He looks great for 46.
No, I did that wrong. Shatner's 36 here. I apologize. He's 36.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Shatner always solving stuff by busting it open.
Yeah, yeah. Just brute force for the win. Yep.
Oh, I don't like seeing his wiener so close to me.
What?
It's
are you watching this in 3D or something?
No, it's right. Just
I could have zoomed in.
His feet are, yeah, I was going to say his feet are closer. But his nipples are covered up.
Did I stay too long in the tanning bed? It's
my
oil can! Oil can!
Is your penis.
So Montalban is 46.
Wow.
Right here, which you should wonder how in the world he did the movie later.
Well, the movie's 81, right? So
so he would have been 60-ish when he made the movie.
Yeah. He's so badass in that movie.
And still sexy, and even in his 60s, right?
Yeah, that guy's great. I freaking love him. My fishnets are real Corinthian leather.
Can I be tall, dark, and handsome?
Right?
Just don't care too much about Montalban's hair in this episode. It's really bad.
I would have loved to have been on this effects team to try to make cheesy effects still look cheesy but modern. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Oh, he did have big boobs. Look at those things.
God, no kidding.
Yeah, by the way, those were never
fake.
They
don't even slide down to his armpits when he lays down.
They were never fake in the movie. Everyone always assumes it was prosthetic, but that's like his chest. It's nasty.
Who assumes they were prosthetic? What?
Everybody when I was growing up.
That has been talked about for 35
years. 35
years
is still a controversy.
In Wrath of Khan that he was wearing prosthetic chest.
Yes, he's wearing a prosthetic chest.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was all the rage.
The man has a large chest.
I don't remember this being a thing. That's hilarious.
It was a huge. I remember it constantly being talked about.
Huh.
And no one believed him when he said it wasn't real or that it wasn't fake.
I still don't. I think he's wearing.
You think this might be prosthetic? And he's just carrying it forward.
Wow, Spock is angry.
It's still season one. He's got a little of that in him. He didn't really lose
that.
I'm
going to go watch the spire graph behind me for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm tripping.
I think I'm tripping balls.
You see
Captain.
It too?
All
right. What does that thing exactly detect?
What's penal. It? I love penal. The word penal.
Penal.
Penal. Penal colony. Penal. Penal.
Penal.
I don't feel comfortable saying penal that many times.
I can't stop looking at his ears because I'm looking for the seam, but
right,
can't, yeah, can't yeah. see it.
It's pretty well done.
Later on, these are really seamless, good ears.
Seamless ears.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
He was pretty rough. He made sure those ears looked good. He didn't let them slack.
Ooh, take that.
So what happens when Vulcans get older? They get hair coming out of those ears because those things are huge.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it's all the shiny hair. And slicked down.
Right, and it grows into a spike.
Yeah.
Okay, which episode is that one?
It's when they're fighting.
Muck time.
Yeah, that's what I say. Is it Mock Time?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when Spock gets all hornified and has to head back to home planet.
Oh, that's where his ears look wrong. His ears look wrong there.
Oh, yeah.
It's the light.
Still can't see where the seam is, though. I mean, they just look wrong on the whole. They don't look wrong. Yeah.
What is that anal probe thing?
Whoa, yeah. That's the starter butt plug coming out of the wall there.
Anus up here to get a little.
Please bend over, huge-chested man. So I said this last week briefly in the show. I thought this was black and white when I was a kid, and I think it's because I saw it on
Grandma's TV.
Hey, is he pitching a tent? What's going on there?
Yes.
I hope so.
It's a little...
Yes, Montalban is always hard. That's a thing.
Now I can't see anything. I can't see anything else.
You awake? Is he available for sex?
Oh, the eugenics wars. Yeah, dude. It's good stuff.
Cool name. Here's Willie.
Doctor.
Can he have an erection? Wait, I'm still asking questions.
Why is she... I always hate the secondary red shirt stuff where they're suddenly a huge part of the story, even though they've never been on the show before.
Never and never be seen from, heard from again.
Yeah, annoys me. Mm-hmm. Does he have a pen? What does he got?
I was looking at it. It's just a weird triangle pen. It's looks like a future pen.
Triangle pen, triangle pen.
What do you think about my hair?
She has nice teeth.
I worked on it all morning.
She has big eyes, nice teeth. Mm-hmm. And Kirk has beautiful sideburns, a good vein in his forehead.
Yeah, that vein. Yeah. It looks like a trill, and he's a host or something, like creature living in his forehead.
Worse.
Yeah. McCoy's arms are a fire hazard. How old is he in this?
It's like Robin Williams' arms.
How old is he then, Randy? Do your fancy math on him.
I thought we said that.
No, we didn't do McCoy.
Okay, so McCoy. Oh, my boobs. DeForest Kelly is 46, 47.
Really? He looks way older.
When they made this episode. They're all the same age, except Kirk. It's weird.
This is a cute little jumpsuit they got him in.
Yeah, like that.
Dude.
Some of these. Ooh, I got to do some of these. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh,
yoga.
Yeah.
This is the
my chakras lined up.
Warrior pose and downward dog.
Interesting. He looks several sizes smaller here than he would 15 years later.
Yep. His head looks real big on his body.
Tools.
Yeah. It's more like a shadow box of like museum
stuff we don't use.
Museum pieces, right?
But if you want to torture somebody, here you go.
Tools. Why is he
why is Seafoam Green the color of choice in this place anyway?
I've never understood the color choices.
It's a calming hospital color.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Dude, McCoy's a badass.
Right. We're going to have sex, Dr. Man.
I'm a Spanish actor, but I'm playing a Sikh man.
It's hard to talk. It's hard to talk.
I always like McCoy was always ready to die.
Dude, McCoy's a badass.
Ready to go. Ready to go. Let's go.
Straight up. He's a badass.
I like you, Doctor.
You're a brave man. Would you like to feel my rich Corinthian leather breasts?
Smiles, everyone. Smile.
You could skin me and make an excellent jacket.
He died, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Randy's like, I saw it.
Oh, yes, in a glorious fashion.
Actually, he just had congestive heart failure, but that was in 2009. Right. He died.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. So he was, how old?
In 2009, that would have made Montalban 89.
Well done, Ricardo. He married the same woman since 1944 through 2007 when she passed away.
I think I'm going to do my hair like this. My hair is just about the right length to get that going on.
Ooh, I'm looking at some old pictures of him. He is a handsome boy.
It's all about the fantasy island for me.
Mm.
I just want to...
What is your fantasy, Randy? Is it to...
he went to that island hoping to find love.
Randy. Right, yeah. Right.
But then I ended up just being drunk on a beach for the whole week. It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think he was friends with Hervé Villechaize?
Oh,
yes. Absolutely. I think they were great friends, actually.
Really?
That's what I tell myself. I watch Fantasy Island. I think these guys really like each other, is what I say.
I would like you guys.
It feels like it. They got great chemistry on screen.
I'm going to send you the hairiest legs you've ever seen on a man in a photo.
And I will ignore.
I'm putting it in the Slack. You'll see it in the Slack. It's really great. It's Ricardo Montalban at a very young age, but his legs are like serious fire hazard.
Yeah. And that umbrella almost looks like wings, doesn't it?
Yep. Oh, they do. That's funny.
Man, those are some hairy legs, man. That's just like...
And even then, look at his pecs. That guy's got pecs.
Yeah. Yes.
Fatigued.
Every time. Uh-huh.
There's a lot of close-ups in Star Trek.
Don't dock-block me. Do not dock-block me. I am getting into some information.
His hand skin tone, a lot lighter than his facial skin tone.
Who's?
Right?
Khan's.
Oh, yeah. He's rubbed down with some orange goo.
Yeah, for sure.
Some Trump skin.
You look sick.
Look at your Trump skin. Look at it.
Look. Oh, I don't like that anal probe thing at all.
I don't either. It bothers me.
Yeah.
It's just, what's it I'm doing gonna, there?
I'm just going to put this in front of you, and I'm just going to smack you in the face with it.
This seems so science fiction back then. Now it seems like an old monitor we're glad we don't have anymore.
Looks like microfish. Microfilm.
Microfish.
Here, would you like to learn everything about the ship? Here you go. They do this so often. Yeah. They're always letting bad aliens free information. Information wants to be free. No,
just
it doesn't.
Write some stuff on my Series 1 iPad.
I feel like Spock's going to get a posture problem. He can't be doing this.
He's going to go blind in that eye because they're shining a bright light into it.
Yep.
Right. But isn't that just one of that battleship game? Isn't that all that?
Battleship game? Yeah, they're just... look down? I see Space Invaders, the original one. Just think, these things on the bridge were before Pong.
Oh, wow. Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Why do they have to say 1993? Couldn't they have said 2022-50 or something?
I've always wondered why.
Well, but
why...
it's always going to be a date. You know, I mean, it's always going to have a date that's somewhere in the future. We're always going to get to that date. And
are
then
we,
say,
though?
Well, think... life is nothing like
but
this.
We aren't. That's the thing. Like, give it many generations before.
That's why Star Trek is great, because it's 23rd century. You have a lot of wiggle room there so that the rest of us who are watching this now can be dead. And then when this is such a relic, and if mankind hasn't destroyed itself, then it's fine. In 2020.
Yeah, having the eugenics world war in the 90s just seems like really soon.
Right. Which makes me feel like this is an alternate timeline, which I'm down with, and I like it.
Oh, you like that? You like that alternate timeline stuff?
Yeah, happened outside of our timeline. I mean, we've already established that exists, that there's multiverses, because when they go and switch with their alternate identities, goatee episode.
Okay, so she's got a crush.
Mm-hmm.
And
Marla McGivers.
Yep.
And so we know it's going to go wrong, or they would have given it to Uhura, right? So
Right, so, yes. They need something that can be easily disposed of on a character. Oops, soft filter.
Yep.
Jeez, soft filter. Vaseline on the soft filter.
Look at the shadow on her hair.
Yeah, she's totally
there's
leaving the ship with him. You know that, right?
Somebody like holding a 2x4 in front of the spotlight to cast that shadow.
Do you know of any men here who sit like I do? I doubt it.
Do you like my culottes and slippers?
Those slippers. Wow.
Am I pulling this off? Wait till you see me with a man bun.
He's wearing that footwear they give you when you get your carpets cleaned.
Right.
We are the most.
Now, look at your hair now.
It's the most sexist show. It just
that's
is.
That's that outfit that they were trying to sell on like Kickstarter and stuff earlier this year, isn't it?
Yeah, the leisure suit.
Yeah,
they had a name for it though. The bumpers the or thumpers, bumpers, bumpies, thumpies.
Well, the man onesie,
bumpers?
Onesie,
prampers,
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 spampers,
spooper, poopers. What is it? They have a name.
Romp him.
They definitely have a name.
Rompers.
The romp him.
I thought it was rompers, no?
No, rompers are a real thing.
We're always trying to go through the galaxy and try to pretend like we're all logical and reasoning, you know, Spock being the primary guy, but we're all logical reasoning people, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like occasionally we get derailed by our human nature of lust.
Well, I think we always do, because our human nature is to survive and reproduce. That's it. Those are our two prerogatives. Right. So everything else is gravy. Ugh.
The spot reflection in her eyes was incredible.
So I got some celery and some...
Who's hungry?
Right.
Y'all hungry
for some... There
you go,
the romping. Put a link in Skype.
Yeah, there it is.
Look, you cut up some weird fruit. Some kind of Klingon fruit salad. I can't wait to eat it.
Yeah.
That gold trim sure does make it a formal uniform. Mm-hmm.
What are those?
The extra merit badges are weird.
They are merit badges, dude.
Why do we have the extra merit badges going on here?
They're ironed on.
They're not even ironed on. They look like they're just glued on.
Nah, his uniform. That's awesome.
And where did he get it? Why did they give him something so fabulous to wear?
I don't know, but I could wear that around the house, sleep in it. I just never take it off.
Yeah, you could fight in a karate championship wearing that thing.
Right. It fits everything.
You rearranged your hair for me. Excellent.
Well, like a Beatles Nehru jacket kind of thing.
Did you paint this? You're terrible at this.
Ooh, I like that Viking dude.
You like dictators, don't you?
I see you like to draw the dick.
Lots of dick pics. And by dick, I mean dictator pics.
No, not me. It's me.
Where's the Sikh helmet?
That's him.
No, I know.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
Really?
Right. I think his
looks
hair
like
is.
Like a woman from The Handmaid's Tale.
Totally.
Your boobs are touching my boobs.
Yep. His are bigger.
Is this inappropriate?
Most predictable thing in the episode so far, right there.
Oh, that look at that!
She was getting
manly kiss, forceful kiss.
Mm-hmm. I'm touching you. I'm touching you.
I'm sorry, my butt is down there.
Yeah.
Wrong way.
Pardon me.
Gripping that shoulder pad.
Why is she pouring him something? Why? Oh, we got all women.
Yeah.
Just pouring the water.
It's a sexist time, Brian.
But there's women sitting at the table too. It's not like Mad Men.
It's 1963.
This isn't about womanizing. This is about people of class.
Yeah,
they don't have none, and people at the table do.
I do really want to see the cast of Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have the cast of Mad Men make this show? I think that would be so
that
fun.
That would be really good.
Great.
Be really good.
Yeah.
You know who's gorgeous, just stunningly beautiful as freaking Uhura, dude?
Absolutely. Gorgeous woman.
Look at her.
The guy
eyes.
Next to her. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, who the hell's that? Where's Chekov and Sulu? Are they not
Somebody's
here yet?
Somebody's going to be flying.
It took a week off.
But they're not. Yeah, they're not
they're
in
not
this
even
at
in
all.
This episode, yeah.
So, Nichelle Nichols looks like the youngest person in the cast here. She's 34.
Wow.
Excellent tactician.
You know what this is? I'm assuming that you have some kind of superpower in that vein on your head. Is that what is that?
What is what you have?
It's the source of all my strength.
What if I push on it? If I push on it, will it stop?
I'd like to welcome Ensign Redhead, who never is here normally. We don't have her at these tables, but today she is for no reason.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for the Kool-Aid. Just like my mommy used to make.
You fled. Why?
Wow. He's just...
He is on it.
I don't have a better word than he's ejaculating his lines.
Yeah.
They're just rapid-fire line delivery.
Spurting them out, yes.
Yep.
Hey, what's Bones' new little icon on his shirt? That's not a Federation icon. It's like...
It's his little medals.
The Wiggles. It's the Wiggles logo or something.
Yeah, it is. They all look like Wiggles anyway.
They do.
I need to take a shit.
Oh, I guess Kirk has the same thing.
Yeah, he's got a bunch
wow,
of...
Wow, he gets tired a lot. Do you notice that?
He
slept for thousands of years, and he's always like, I need more sleep. Shut up.
These are
like 5 hours of sleep last night.
These are their fancy dress military outfits.
He's got half of D4 dice's, D4 dice glued to his shirt.
It's some tabletop game.
Here we go again.
I thought you maybe needed some companionship.
You know, I did 5 years at Starfleet, and I have no control over myself around you.
I know how to please the eugenics.
Oh my gosh, this close up.
Boom, 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 boom. Which drum is that they do there in these scenes? Boom, boom. It's like a little... Boom,
yeah, boom, like the, boom, boom. A deeper conga kind of thing, like a timpani.
What if they do that live, like some guy in the corner?
Oh yeah, like they do, like you see the John Williams orchestra all looking up at a screen playing along with it.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I love him, dude. He's great.
He's got a good pointer. You know what I mean? He just works well.
Her buttons
yeah, you
don't
will.
Catch up on the bottom.
Thank you, OCD.
She got drunk in the dark or got dressed in the dark. And
So we're about halfway through this episode. How much longer before he starts going nuts and killing everybody?
This is Star Trek. So approximately 2 minutes before. Now, let me see. I'd give
two, 3 minutes
before
it ends, right?
Yeah. So it's definitely been the last 20 minutes.
You say spoiler, Brian, a bit, but Star Trek is about finding a villain and then he tries to kill somebody. That's just Star Trek.
I think it's happening now, Randy.
Oh. Yep. Here comes the second act right now.
Ow, you're hurting me.
Open your heart or I will open it with my bare hand.
I'm not into this.
She shouldn't have graduated.
Seriously.
She should have held back a year.
Yeah, she should have been. She wasn't ready for this. Mentally, I mean, like, she's caving into this weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Been on the ship for a day.
Get out of here, woman. Skid it. Get.
Such 60s.
Please don't turn me out. I'll stay. I'll do as you say.
I'll clean all the Vaseline off the lens.
I'll put bronzer on you every night. I'll bronze you up as much as you like.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, it's my Tinder profile.
Swipe right.
Ooh, age, much better.
Age 304.
Noonan. His name is Noonan?
Noonan Singh. He's like Indian or wherever the Sikhs are from. I forget.
I'm not impressed.
Listen here, gentlemen.
Look, I'm smelling a fart.
What does my finger smell?
What is this?
My finger smells terrible.
Every
been,
Scottish
Bingo?
Guy,
if I
start doing a Scottish or an Irish person, I always end up doing a pirate at the end. I can't help it. I can't help it. I thought the eugenics wars were 97, not 93. I had that wrong.
They say the
nutrigenics wars.
Oh, the nutrigenics.
Seriously, though, they say the 90s, and they stick with it for a long time. Like it takes decades before one of the books tries to explain the eugenics wars.
It's always amazing how their conference tables look so today. I mean,
right,
little devices on the desk and everything.
Yep. Yeah. Their sets are so
cheap. I've got a headache.
Look how cheap these sets are.
Do you have some Anacin, please?
I have a glass of water behind me.
Some Anacin? What are you, Grandpa Dunaway today? Like Anacin, man.
That's what he would take.
You having to leave?
You have any?
You have some BC head power?
An analgesic.
Analgesic, dude. Can you make a poultice?
Did you provide me some tonic?
I hate old medical terms like that. Analgesic.
Starflight for flight, my friend.
So at the end of this, they send him and his buddies to that planet they thought was a good one, but it turned out to be SETI Alpha 5 or 6 or whatever. Right.
Six, yeah.
The mirror is that there are penal colonies on the world, on the Earth, and so they're basically going to send them to a penal colony, right? That's kind of the gimmick going over here.
Penal.
Penal. Penal. Penal. No, I like all your technical advancements.
Has changed.
Look, you still only have 5 fingers. What the hell?
I'll go to your penal colony.
Oh. I bet your penis is not even as large as mine.
I want them to fight. Do they fight?
Oh, they're going to.
Oh, there's going to be a fight, baby. Of epic proportions.
It's interesting to think that this long after World War II, we're still fighting against the superhuman, right? Like, we can't stop. This is very compelling to us.
Yeah. We as a narrative, humans love this. Oh.
You could push the little emergency button. It's right there. Yeah. Right, put, just a little over. Just
push the door nipple. Whoa. Jeez.
Wow, he's strong.
Double fist.
Okay, so not only is he strong and he's very smart, but he's got some kind of magic to turn her to his side.
Right.
Also,
I think the magic is
Svengali.
I think the magic is in his wiener.
He's a Svengali.
He's a Svengali.
Exactly what he is. I love how he took that pose. Teleport me like this. Look how I look.
This is my best side. Teleport me now. Oh, well, these
they
people.
Do the same stretch.
They all, exactly.
Otto?
Now, why was he wearing the same outfit that the women wear, though, when he was discovered?
Maybe he's a woman.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's Tyrone, Walter, and Katie, or whatever the hell their names were.
Look how big their ship is.
Maintain.
It's too bad they...
I'll give you 2 of these little chips for 1 of those.
And... Look like I'm trading you. I don't collect Pongs. I don't like. Get out of here. I don't like Pogs.
Is that a Hank Aaron rookie card? Okay, I'll take that one.
Star Trek is the worst predictor of the internet. It never got it right. It just didn't know how to do it.
That elevator door works only like 50% of the time in these episodes.
Turbo elevators. By the way, next time he's by the elevator, I want you to look at the little Enterprise diagram. Completely out of proportion. Next time they're over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad. Up there. Oh, you see the little head? It's wrong. It's wrong.
They had to fit it into this space, damn it.
Yep.
Condition alert. Because if it just said alert, we wouldn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But the word condition helps.
Oh, James doing. What's he doing? Get it? Because his name's doing. Get it?
Yeah.
Jammed up your exit routes. I've had that before.
Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, that's not good.
Need some more roughage.
Yeah, for your exit route.
Typically, those panels on the floor down there, they usually burst into flames if anything gets hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just saying. It's
a shower of sparks from the floor.
Yeah.
That's oh, you know what? I just realized this was Kirk's fault because he gave him all those tech manuals.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. That's how he knows all the ship systems, is he let him use those colored chips.
Some microfiche. Yep. Negative.
I am a robot. Suffocate.
Okay.
I like hearing the word suffocate.
I don't care.
Perfectly.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Kirk.
Perfect. I'm Kirk.
Suffocate
I'm good.
See if I care.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I don't even have to breathe.
The ship is leaving.
That's because they put them on their dump
ship. Oh, no. What? Oh, they're just letting it go.
Right. Yeah, they don't need that anymore. They got the Enterprise.
Oh, there's no air.
If we only had some kind of android.
If
called
only
Data
was here to breathe fine.
He's draped over the rail. That's how I would want to go.
Yeah.
If we're running out of air, guys,
yeah.
I'll just lay down on this.
That's me too. When they come in to find my body, I want it to be the most asinine thing they can see.
Tell me this takes you back to being a kid and you want to punch every button on that chair.
Oh, yeah. Still do.
I take full. Oh, the acting. The acting.
Oh, down he goes. Down he goes.
Oh, the acting.
The reason why we like Khan so much, I believe, is because we finally had someone who was on equal terms to Kirk, right? Because
equal
Kirk
footing,
out
like
yeah, equal yeah. footing. Because mm-hmm. Kirk could outsmart, outmaneuver anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Spock, we never
Spock outsmart them. Kirk would.
You know, we never talked about the thing like what other TV shows or movies were spawned as sequels to episodes of TV shows.
So the Borg turned into
right.
that
first
one.
Contact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what else.
There's no
like an
outside Star Trek examples. Is there, or is the X-Files?
So you're talking about a specific episode, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's right. Not just a movie. Sex in the City because it's
right.
the whole series.
Right. Or, you right. know, Beverly Hillbillies is not about a
yeah,
single
or
episode.
X-Files Fight the Future or anything mm-hmm. like that.
Right. In some ways, that was just a continuation of the mm-hmm. X-Files
the
lore.
Series.
Oh, that looked really fake, but it's fine.
Ow.
No. Oh, you is in trouble. Oh, you do it. Ooh. Yeah.
She's
that
badass.
Was exciting.
She's a badass, dude. Michelle Nichols. She's
we red shirts have to stick together.
She will stab you in your sleep.
I should have realized. They look like they're all working at a Jiffy Lube. Sorry, but
was Twilight Zone the movie running out of a specific episode of Twilight Zone?
No, they were all remakes of old specific episodes. Like they were remakes.
Yeah, remakes. That's mm-hmm. true.
But not sequels, so to speak.
No, no, none of them were sequels.
I think Star Trek may have it cornered. I can't think of anything
else. So yeah.
There's got to be other things. Like, I'll bet you, like, My Little Pony, the movie, is, you know, like, is based
to a specific episode you think,
no.
though?
Like, it'd have to be an episode. I don't think so.
I'm just saying, like, I bet there's something like that.
Oh, yeah. And if you know of one, please email us.
Why is he in a little circle? What's that about?
Because they're suffocating in him.
But wait.
He's in a vat of beer. Quick, drink all the beer.
I thought he was on the ground up in the bridge.
Yeah.
Well, they were, but then they revived him, and he said that brought them together. Holy shit, there's a spider in my face. And so then, hold on a second.
Never mind. I was going to say Batman, the movie, but the old 1960s Batman, but that really wasn't either. That was just a...
Just a movie.
Just a movie, yeah.
I can't think of one.
It's crazy to think that there's...
Has to be more. There has to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of remakes. I'm looking at a list, but.
Just saying, I'll bet you the fairly recent Dukes of Hazzard movie was based on an episode more than the whole series. I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, yeah, then you could say the Brady Bunch movie where they had Jan getting hit in the face with a football. This references a specific episode, but it's not a continuation of the story like this was.
Yeah, that was just like a, hey, remember when this happened? Ha ha. Because that movie was more of a parody anyway.
Right. Firefly really just continued the story.
Yep.
Or Serenity. Entourage continued the story.
Stargate did it backwards, though, right? Because they continued
It was
story.
A movie first. Yeah, movie first continued as television.
She's got the most withering look.
Who?
Uhura.
Oh.
Uhura just keeps giving people this look like, I'm going to kill you with my bare hands.
She will too,
she's
baby.
She's awesome. Freaking love her.
Be all like, take her to your bed and be like having a good night and then like fall asleep and stab right in the back.
Why do we have a decom... Okay. They're just...
Okay, so she's going to turn back to the good guys, right? Isn't that her deal?
Right, yeah.
Yep, here we go.
Oh.
Got you with the tire gauge reader.
There's a... Boy, if we did trope alerts on these, man, trope alert, the instant knockout.
Mm.
That guy was falling before he'd even been stabbed.
See, she knows how to push those weird little buttons and open doors.
Oh, I want to push the button so much.
Oh, what is this he's in? What is that?
Right. So they were torturing him.
What?
Are you kidding?
I'm going to shoot you right now. In the face.
Not her.
With my phaser gun.
I thought he was going to put her in the chamber for a second.
I would have.
Yup.
Crouch, crouch, crouch. Ah.
Rah, rah.
Spock's like, oh, please.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't need phasers.
Whoa, took the gun away. Now he's double wielding.
Yeah, he's like,
dual wield.
This is exciting for a moment.
Akimbo.
Would the Twin Peaks fire walk with me? Would that count because it's referencing the early death of Laura Palmer?
You know what?
As you can tell, I've gotten a T in the list. Yes.
No. That's actually closer than anything so far.
Yeah.
It's reverse of the timeline, but I think you're onto something there.
Mm-hmm.
Rodriguez, Ling, McPherson. McPherson! Where's eugenic superhuman McPherson? No.
Well, Scotty punched him and ran.
As soon as I breathed that smoke, I flailed my arms up in the air and fell down on the wall.
What is Uhura trying to do? She's over here punching chips.
She was trying to prevent the gas from getting out.
You know, superhuman McPherson. Oh, that's so good. I love it.
I'm superhuman McPherson. You guys are in so much trouble.
She got me with a tire gauge.
He had to stop a minute to play a video game.
Pushing new buttons.
It's a really exciting moment to stop and play Centipede.
I'm going to hide. There's so many places to hide this ship.
Dude, look at him.
You must get out of here, you little weak man.
Oh,
yeah, okay, I get it. You're strong. Yeah.
What did he do?
Super strong.
He pretended to... mold the clay.
That looked really dumb.
It was really bad.
That was dumb.
Oh, there gonna be a fight.
Time, put up your double dukes, y'all. Double dukes, everybody.
Nobody ever reads the manual.
Yeah.
How many double dukes fist punches are gonna be done to this?
I googled Enterprise.
Whoa, stunt guy. Stunt double.
Hey, that's not him at all. That is not Kirk.
Not even close. Not even close.
That's hilarious. That's a long time to have an un-Kirk in this role.
Right.
Oh, on screen.
There he is again. Go.
The con More stunt on. Double isn't even the same color.
Wow. So they actually had to position Shatner on top of
That is so Khan's not Kirk like or Khan. Seriously, oh my gosh.
20 years younger than them.
They are showing them good, too, boy.
This is my favorite thing I've ever seen.
Maybe you did see us in black and white. Maybe that's why you didn't notice.
Yeah, I guess so.
My stunt double has 5 times the strength of your stunt double. Oh, are those supposed to come out of there? The little ketchup dispensers?
Now.
Totally a shampoo conditioner dispenser.
Those are some great knobs on that other control panel, by the way.
Yep.
They look like they're playing perfection. They had to get all those pieces in there in 30 seconds or the whole board was gonna jink up.
Blunt sticks. I love perfection. The great equalizer between men.
Oh, they've solved everything in the last 5 minutes as always.
Mm-hmm. Seriously. Those stunt doubles, that was They Live level of fighting.
That was really good.
That was great.
Okay, but how come she has to leave too?
MacGyver's.
Record tapes.
Record tapes.
They have records and tapes in the future.
Ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding.
Look how Miles back. The boy is.
Their boy little is so dice shavings are all in different configurations. They're totally like.
They're terrible. Yeah.
Four-sided die cut in half.
That's where he keeps his dice.
So is she in the movie too? A character, I mean, that's supposed to be her?
Yes.
Okay. I knew there was a lady on that ship, but I couldn't remember if it was significant or what the deal was. I know there was a long-haired guy that looked like Thor or whatever, but... Botany Bay.
Do you think you can tame a continent?
Botany Bay. Damn. See, that's what's funny. This never occurred to me either. What's Chekhov's that? Not in this. Yeah, but in the in Wrath of Khan, it's him who recognizes Botany Bay. Oh, shit. We got to get out of here. Like, he knows all about it when he gets there, but he's not even in this episode.
Right. They even stick a thing in his ear.
Yeah. Him and that guy that's Jamak at Talad at Tanagra or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Ja Takamalaga.
You got to watch that sometime.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I only watch Trek movies with Spock pinches Nick Horse. That's the only kind I watch.
I will take her.
The makeup on his face is so uneven. He looks like he also looks like he's been working at a Jiffy Lube.
Yep. Underneath the car.
Underneath the car, yeah. Yep.
She has anime eyes. They're huge for her head. The girl does.
Yeah.
I can see why they didn't need Chekhov and Sulu in this episode.
Crap
but...
on the floor.
I know, like, there's just like shit in the floor. Hey, we need to have a really official, legally binding meeting. Can we do it in the room with shit on the floor? Great.
Oh, this is very clever. Yes. You'll be dead. You won't be dead.
You'll die at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, the needs of the one outweigh the needs of the many, or the few. Mm-hmm. Or no, the few, the needs of the few, or the one. How's it go?
I don't know. Really, the many outweigh the needs of the one.
I wish that they would have had Kirk have like a black eye or something. So you remember he was just in a fight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That well, it wasn't good. Him, though. It was a stunt double.
Yeah, that's it was true. A stunt double. Yeah. That guy's all beat the crap. That was really, really bad, that fight. That was so
stupid.
It
really was. One of the best things we've seen on a Star Trek episode.
Oh, by far. Yeah. That's like as good. That's up there with guy in the skirt and dude pushing buttons on a wall that isn't there. That was amazing. There you go. Oh, featuring. That only featured McCoy's DeForest Kelly. That's weird. And why are they fighting? Now I'm confused.
Well, and no Sulu, no Chekhov, no Nurse Chapel.
Yeah, that's the Horta.
So completely missing from the credits.
I guess they're just doing random episodes. Oh, there's that plant. Holy shit. There's a lot of these we should watch. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well done, everybody.
With the goofy, scary face at the end of this, too.
Yep. Oh, do we get that at the end?
Yes, right.
Oh, we didn't get that.
We got Green Dancy Lady.
And I always forget that Desi Arnaz and Lucy Ball produced Star Trek.
Responsible for saving Star Trek.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Lucy. Anyway, there's your episode, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. We'll certainly do more of these in the future. We'll be back in town and doing normal film sacks before you know it. So come back for us to do that. Filmsack.com is our website. I'm Scott Johnson. Thank you, Brian Ibbett, Brian Dunaway, and Randy Jordan.
Thank you.
And, thank you.
That's it.
Botany Bay.
Botany Bay. Damn, he says.